beyond the books.
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 Hello. Hello, we're the Shakespeareans.
I'm Sam.
I'm Dante.
I'm Skylar.
I'm Francisco.
And I'm Christina.
And today we will be talking about William Shakespeare
and his work and creation.
He was a famous poet and playwright.
Let's start with some facts about William Shakespeare.
William Shakespeare was born in 1654. He married Anne Hathaway and had three children.
Then one day he disappeared somewhere. No one knew where he went. Those years were called the Lost Years from 1585 to 1592. A few years later, he was seen in London. Nobody knew what happened or what he was doing over the time he was missing during those years.
But by then, he was a famous poet and playwright due to all of his great plays and impressive sonnets.
Moving on, the Globe Theater, which William Shakespeare helped design, was built in, say, 1599.
Later, in 1613, the Globe Theater caught on fire.
Then, only 3 years later, William Shakespeare passed away at the age of 52.
The Globe Theater was rebuilt in 1614, but broke down in 1644.
Then they rebuilt it again in 1997.
I think William Shakespeare is a great poet.
I think the same.
William Shakespeare wasn't only a playwright and poet, he was also an actor. He wrote 38 plays and acted in many.
Wow, so he was definitely an amazing poet and playwright.
Didn't we read one of his plays?
Yeah, we did. It was A Midsummer Night's Dream.
A Midsummer Night's Dream talks about a love triangle where everybody falls in love with the wrong person.
I think most of his plays are like that, in terms of how dramatic it can be, like Hamlet.
Or Romeo and Juliet. Those are famous. What's your favorite work by Shakespeare, Dante?
Mine, personally, is A Midsummer Night's Dream.
William Shakespeare wrote many genres. For example, Romeo and Juliet, which is a tragedy, and A Midsummer Night's Dream, which is a comedy.
He also wrote a lot of romance.
Our favorite books are A Midsummer Night's Dream and Hamlet.
Let's do a comparison between them.
First off, Hamlet is a tragedy about this guy named Hamlet. He was a prince of the Danish kingdom in which the former king, who was his father, had died, and the king's brother married the queen, who was his mother. Hamlet did not like that very much.
Off the important part, Hamlet was in love with a girl, and that girl died. And Hamlet was very sad about that, so he killed himself because of it.
And that's why it's a tragedy. Yikes.
On the other hand, A Midsummer Night's Dream is a romance and comedy story in which every person falls in love with the wrong one. However, in the end, everyone figures everything out and they all get married with the right person.
That was certainly an interesting topic.
Agreed.
The playwright created many more plays, but these are our favorites. We hope you get inspired to learn more about William Shakespeare.
Well, that wraps it up.
See you next time.
Thanks for listening. Goodbye.